Pinna.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This is the story of a boy who's discovered a remarkable new power.
Basically, I can move between dreams and reality, and even bring things with me.
No way!
That's so cool!
This is the story of a girl who's known of her powers for years.
You have a lot to learn, Evan.
Then teach me, Anna!
This is the story of a dangerous new threat to the world.
I'm the most powerful dream breacher there has ever been. And I'm going to prove it.
This is Dream Breachers.
Hello, Evan.
Helen! You're here! At the breach? Or am I just dreaming you?
No, I'm here. I think we're sort of in between. And the infamous Dot came too. Hi, Dot.
But how?
When you all woke up after you closed the breach, I lingered for a moment. But then I woke up too, and I went to see Anna on the houseboat. But then I tried and was able to come back here.
So where are you really? Your sleeping body, I mean.
I shouldn't say. But it appears that even though I can't breach, I can just stay here.
Have you seen Anna? Here?
I saw her over there, yes. On the other side of the breach. And we spoke, and then she ran off to look for Henry, even though I warned her not to. It felt like she was being pulled away. She said she sensed him. I haven't seen her again.
It doesn't even make sense. How is he here?
I don't know. More importantly, why isn't the breach open again? What happened in your Silver Gilner dream?
The dream seems to need someone to vouch for me. It felt like it has to be the person who knows me best. The breacher who knows me best. So I guess that would be Anna for me? But how do I tell her she has to come into the Silver Gilner dream with me if she's asleep?
You go into her dream.
That's what she said. Or that's what I dreamed she said just now. but I've never gone into someone else's dream. Could you maybe tell her if you see her here at the breach wall?
Maybe, but I can't guarantee she'll come back in time.
But if she does?
I'll tell you if she does, of course.
Thank you so much. Tell her to meet me in my dream, the Silver Kilner dream, tonight. So, what do I do now?
You could try going into someone else's dream right now, to practice.
Who? How?
I don't know how to explain it. You just think of the person whose dream you want to visit and go.
What if I can't?
We know you're very powerful, Evan. You had a stuffed animal that you dreamed into becoming a real dog when you were only 5 years old and so very sick. Yes, you, Dot.
But I didn't know I was doing it. I wasn't trying like I am now because Anna's in trouble.
All of that should make you more powerful. The stakes are higher than ever. Try someone safe. Familiar. Your mother or father?
It doesn't feel right. Without permission.
You don't have a lot of time, Evan.
I'm gonna wake up. I need to make a new plan.
Okay. I'll be here.
He's waking up.
But Anna isn't.
That's because it didn't work. The dream is a failsafe. It needs two people for it to work. It needs the breacher who knows me best to be there to help me put the Silver Kilner in place. I need Anna to be with me.
Maybe I'm the breacher who knows you best.
It didn't feel that way in the dream.
Well, how did the dream present that? What do the two people need to do?
The gold kilner is there, in the wall of water that's the breach, all solidified now. And there's a spot next to the gold, presumably for the silver. But when I try to reach it, it keeps moving higher up. And there's a seesaw right there, so I need someone to sit on it to lift me up.
A seesaw?
It was a playground vibe, right at the end, yeah.
Unbelievable. This is what happens when you allow children to be involved.
Oh, Helen was at the breach.
Huh? She was?
Yeah, keeping an eye on Anna. She said I need to go into Anna's dream so that I can tell her she has to come with me into the Silver Kilner dream. But I've never gone into anyone's dreams. How do you even do it?
We're doomed.
Not so fast, Crowley. He has proven to be pretty powerful.
But he has no control.
So we teach him.
Yeah, teach me.
Did Helen say anything else?
Just that she saw Anna and that Anna was lured away or maybe just left to look for Henry. They think he's somehow there? Ugh, I'm so confused.
Calm down. Let's just talk it through for you. Breachers still dream when the breach is closed. They just can't pass back and forth. So Anna is dreaming on the other side. And the only way to tell her she has to come into the Silver Kilner dream with you is to speak to her in her dream.
Okay, right. Yeah. So you can just tell me how to get into someone else's dream?
It's all very intuitive. You just calm your mind in your own dream and think of the person and imagine you're in their dream. And then, if you're powerful enough, you can arrive there.
But Anna is a breacher. A powerful one.
Why does that matter?
Well, it's easier to go into the dreams of non-breachers than it is breachers.
If there was a way for you to practice, that would be a good place to start.
But we didn't have time for that. I should try the Silver Kilner dream again tonight, right?
Yes. So, plan to practice a few times when you go to sleep tonight. Then hope you're able to stay asleep long enough to try entering Anna's dreams.
Who do I practice on?
Presumably you have friends.
I don't know. That doesn't feel right.
Anna's life may depend upon it.
I need to go.
We'll see you back here. Tonight.
I don't know. I need to think.
About what?
Let him go.
What is all this stuff?
This is all stuff that Evan brought out of his dreams before he knew he was a breacher. His parents just shoved it all in a box and never even talked about it.
Oh, wow, cool.
We thought we'd try to figure out what it all means, if it means anything.
On our first official day as Dream Academy interns.
Unless you have other things for us to do, Naya.
I'll see what I can dream up. Sorry, that was bad. But in the meantime, sure. What's up with the snow globe?
We don't know. It's from Giant's Causeway, whatever that is.
Evan's never been there. I mean, not in real life.
I've been there.
You have?
No way!
Sure. I went backpacking through Europe with my college roommates right after we graduated. It's in Northern Ireland. It's beautiful, but also sort of terrifying. I was afraid I was going to fall into the water the whole time.
I've never even heard of it.
Let's look it up and see what it might have to do with Evan.
Can I hop on this computer, Naya?
Absolutely. Go for it. That's the computer Henry used.
Interesting. So, there's a big legend about the Giant's Causeway. The story goes that the Irish giant Fionn Mac Cumhail, aka Finn McCool from the Fenian cycle of Gaelic mythology, was challenged to a fight by the Scottish giant Benan Donner. I can't pronounce any of this, Marco?
I speak Spanish and Portuguese, but Irish? I honestly don't know what to do with all these vowels. Can't help you.
Okay, well, Fionn, Finn, however you say it, accepted the challenge and built the causeway across the North Channel so that the two giants could meet.
So the causeway is the rocks in the water?
Yes, a causeway is a low path or bridge across water. So in this case, in the legend, Finn throws some rocks and turf into the water so he can walk across.
That's pretty cool, but what is it really?
Well, really, I guess, without the story, it's just a cool landform. A bunch of rocks. It says here it's an area of about 40,000 columns made of basalt rock, which were formed during an ancient volcanic fissure eruption. To this day, the columns form stepping stones that start at the base of a cliff and disappear under the sea. The columns are hexagonal, and people sometimes call them the stepping stones of the Famorai. Oh, look, you can click for the pronunciation.
Fa-vo-a.
Awesome.
The Favora are a race of supernatural beings in Irish mythology who are sometimes described as giants.
Whoa, that's cool. If I learned any of that when I was there, I forgot it.
Why would Evan have a snow globe from there?
Yeah, no idea. Yet.
What else is in the box?
A spoon.
We're not sure that means anything. Might be random. Like he brought it back by accident?
And a seashell.
Yeah, it has like a pebble or maybe a small shell stuck inside it. You hear it?
Huh. What does it mean?
We can't exactly Google seashell like we can with the Giant's Causeway, but maybe there's something in the Dream Academy archives? Like, maybe spoon or shells mean something specific in dreams?
Not that I'm aware of, but we've never looked into spoons or seashells, to be honest. I'm realizing now that there is an awful lot the director never told me.
Like what?
Like, I get the sense now that there were other eras of dream breaching in history.
Yes, Evan said there has been other eras too. Garvin gave him a kilner that's going to give him dreams about breaching history.
That's amazing. I started piecing it together because Anna mentioned an ancient order in one of her dreams. So who is that?
Whoa. Is that the A and O on the ship Evan dreamed and brought back?
It must be.
Incredible. Hey, Naya, have you poked around on this computer at all?
Haven't had the chance yet. What's up?
There are some weird searches in Henry's history. He was very focused on Salem, Massachusetts, and New Orleans. And the ship Evan brought out of a dream? It looked old, right? Henry read everything he could find about how it just appeared at the fairgrounds the other day.
It does look old.
Really old.
I'm not sure yet what any of it means, but it's exciting. Hey, so, not to freak you out, but I think someone was here last night.
What? You were here when it happened?
No, just a feeling. I just think that plant was closer to the window yesterday. I don't know. Maybe I'm being paranoid.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow, that scared me.
Ooh, me too. The point is, we need to be on high alert.
It's probably Evan. I told him we'd be here.
Who is it?
It's Evan!
See?
Evan, come up.
Oh,
Hey!
Oh, hey, Dot.
What a cutie!
Evan, how did it go?
How's Anna?
She's the same. I wasn't able to reopen the breach.
Oh.
So sorry, Evan.
What happened?
Well, you need two breachers to do it. I guess it's like someone to vouch for me, and it needs to be Anna who comes in with me.
But Anna's unreachable.
Exactly, except in her dreams. So I have to go there.
I thought you said you couldn't do that.
Well, I can't. Or I mean, I haven't. Apparently it's especially hard to go into a dream breacher's dream. Easier to go into regular people's dreams.
Regular people? That's what we are?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, no offense.
I'm just messing with you. I like being a regular person. Wait, do I?
So practice on us.
You made me promise I'd never go into your dreams, Emmy. You said your dreams are private, and I promised you I wouldn't.
But if coming into my dream helps you build up confidence to go into Anna's dream, and that's the only way to save her, then it's worth it.
You're sure?
Yes, you have permission to come into my dreams.
Mine too. Come at me. Maybe dreams will be more interesting if you show up in them.
I'm sure you have perfectly interesting dreams, Marco.
Well, if I do, I never remember them. Maybe if Evan turns up, I'll at least remember what's going on.
I don't know, you guys.
We'll text you when we're going to bed. Let's say 9-ish. And you can try me first, then Marco.
Perfect.
Okay, if you're sure. Naya, do you know anything about how breachers do that? Go into other people's dreams?
Sorry, Evan. I don't. But if it helps, you have permission to try mine, too.
Thanks, Naya. It means a lot to me. Garvin and those guys, they just make it sound so easy. Like, just think it, and it'll happen.
Then I bet you can do it. If Marco and Emmy are sure.
We're sure.
We're sure.
Hey, how'd you make out with the stuff in the box? Actually, don't tell me, unless it's urgent. I need to concentrate on just this for now.
I hate to have to say it, Evan, but I really think we need to talk about Henry. He's terrifying.
I know. He's somewhere there, in the dream world, with Anna. But first, I have to focus on Anna. Only Anna. Getting her back. And then we'll talk about him after, okay?
Absolutely. One problem at a time.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't mean to intrude.
Too late.
It's just I rarely see anyone else here, visiting. And you've been here every day for over a week. Why are you suddenly visiting so frequently now?
Well, aren't you a nosy body?
I'm sorry. I'll go.
No. It's fine.
I didn't mean anything.
My parents.
So sorry.
A long time ago now. But the loss feels as fresh today as the day it happened.
Oh, I'm seeing the date now. One date.
Yes. They went together when I was just a child.
Tragic.
You have no idea. And for the longest time, I didn't even know what they were doing in this no-name town, let alone how they died here. I suppose now that I'm here, I'm visiting more, making up for lost time, I guess.
Was it an accident?
People acted like it was, but no, it wasn't. And it's become my life's mission to get to the truth. You see, someone has to pay.
I should go.
You really should.
Dad, that lasagna was awesome.
Thanks. I thought so, too.
It's funny to think you need energy for when you're sleeping, but sounds like you do.
Feels that way.
Well, I'm glad you're sleeping here at home tonight.
Yeah, me too, Mom. I wonder if I'll be more powerful if I'm more comfortable. The idea is that I have to go into Anna's dreams, and it's hard. So I'm trying to get into Emmy's and Marco's dreams first.
It sounds crazy, don't get me wrong. But I bet you can do it, Ev. We believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go call Emmy and Marco and make sure we're all set. And I guess I have to let Garvin and the others know that I'm staying here and not going to the houseboat.
Hey, how are you holding up?
Okay, so far.
I know you wanted to try being at home tonight, but I wish we could be closer. Should we have had another campout?
Maybe. I don't know.
So, I'll go to bed around 9, okay? And you'll follow?
Yeah, perfect. I'm checking in with Marco next.
I just talked to him. He's all set.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna call him anyway.
Okay, see you later.
See ya, Emmy.
Hey, Evan.
Hey, Emmy says you're all set.
Ready to sleep for sure.
Okay, so I'll hopefully see you soon.
Hey, if you get into my dream and it's like a total dud or really embarrassing or whatever, do you promise not to tell me about it?
I promise.
Thanks, Evan. See you later.
See ya.
Evening, Mr. Rickards.
Garvin.
Can I have a quick word with Evan?
Easy, Dot. Easy. Evan? Garvin's here for you.
Coming.
You should meet my wife.
Pamela!
Hi.
This is Garvin, honey. Garvin, this is Evan's mother, Pamela.
It's an honor.
You're very kind.
Hey!
We'll let you two talk.
Who's Garvin again?
Houseboat, honey.
I was just gonna call you to tell you I'm gonna sleep dream here tonight.
I figured. Thought you'd want this.
My noise machine. Thanks.
You feeling ready?
I am. I'm trying my friend's dreams first. Emmy's and Marco's. Then I'll try Anna's.
Okay. It's as good a plan as any, I guess.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Good night, Garvin. Come on, Dot. It's getting late. Good night, you two.
Night, Ev.
Good night.
Good night, Dot. Good night, Sigmund. We're looking for Emmy. For Emmy's dreams.
Plie and stretch. Plie and stretch. Now grand plie. I want to see your tall spines and your feet in first position.
This isn't my dream, Evan.
How do you know?
You think I dream about ballet? I mean, it's cool and all, but it's not my thing.
Good point. I need Emmy's dream. Emmy's dream.
And in the category of Best Director, the Oscar goes to Emiko Watanabe.
Oh, wow.
That's you! Go, go! They're waiting. You get to make a speech.
Okay, Evan.
Wait, this isn't your dream either, is it?
You better try Marco.
Okay, try Marco. Try Marco. Just think about Marco and go into his dreams. Think about Marco and go into his dreams. Okay, this is definitely not my dream. Evan, what are you doing here? Just, saying hi?
But how? I mean, how did you get to Brazil? Wait, is this a surprise? Did my parents invite you on their vacation? Nossa!
I can't explain, Marco. Just thank you. Thank you so much. I have to go find Anna now.
Your papers were due yesterday. And for a few of you, not turning that paper in is the difference between graduating and not. So I'm going to read off some names here, and I'll expect to see you during office hours so we can discuss the dire consequences of failing to turn in your paper. Patrick Miller, Keely Redding, Rachel McNamara, Naya Davis.
Oh, no. Naya? Oh, this isn't Anna's dream. Okay, go to the beach that she likes so much. Maybe she's there. Go to the beach. Maybe she's there. Go to the beach. Maybe she's there. Go to the beach. Go to the beach. Go to the beach. Anna! Anna? Luna?
You can't hurt me. I mean, obviously this knife is not real. You dreamed it. In a dream. Right?
Anna!
Final boarding call for New Orleans at gate 24A.
As I've mentioned, you wouldn't want to wake up with it.
Anna!
Tell me what you know about the Violet Kilner, and I'll remove the knife.
I don't know anything about a Violet Kilner.
I don't believe you.
But...
Anna!
Evan?
I'm close! I'm so close! I'm close! I'm so close! I can hear it! I can feel it! Anna! Oh, God! Oh, sorry, Dot. Did I scare you?
I take it that's not great news.
I was so close! I was almost there!
Oh.
I've got to call Marco.
Hey, did it work?
No, I mean... Yes, sort of. I mean, I got close. I was able to get into your dream. We're in Brazil. And then Naya's, but not Emmy's. Then I swear I was just outside Anna's dream, but I couldn't get in. I've got to head down to the houseboat and see how she's doing. And tell the others about, well, my progress.
You might want to make a stop on the way. I was up early, so I took a bike ride. So I'm outside the arcade. Mr. Landry's on his way. Emmy too. And, well, you're going to want to come down here. You're going to need to see this for yourself.
isn't it?
Everyone's asking me why I commissioned a mural, but I didn't. It just appeared.
Hey, guys. What's all this?
It's a Jankzi. Just appeared overnight.
What's a Jankzi?
Jankzi is a mystery artist.
Is it worth money?
Probably.
All right. Oh, hey, before I forget, I made you guys a key to the arcade. I know you think of Hidden Passage as a safe place to get together, and I want you to be able to come here whenever you want.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Evan, you should take it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thanks.
You're all very welcome. I trust you to take good care of my beloved arcade. And now, I'm going to go get my phone and take some pictures of this Jankzi.
Thanks, Mr. Landry.
See you later.
Okay, bye. Okay, so, how would Jankzi know about Kilners? Because if my eyes aren't lying, that's a big old Kilner I'm looking at.
It could also just be a pinball?
But it has the double crescent symbol on it. Look!
It does, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh. It makes perfect sense.
It does?
What does?
Jankzi is a breacher. That's how they were able to get their art into famous museums without being caught. That's why no one knows Jankzi's identity.
But why here?
You mean, why the arcade?
It means Jankzi knows who you are, Evan. And if the breach is closed, that means Jankzi is for real here in town.
Should I be scared?
That is a very good question. But let us worry about it. You go check on Anna.
Okay, will do. Bye, guys. Thanks.
We're gonna have to speak to the others, I think. About Henry. About who he is, about why he's here.
You think he knows?
I think he does. I think that's why he's here. I think he wants revenge, and with his power unchecked, he may succeed.
What kind of revenge?
I'm not sure. But our fearless leader, who is apparently not so fearless after all, has disappeared, likely fearing for his own safety. And Henry is looking for the Violet Kilner, arguably the most powerful Kilner of all.
So we have to find it first.
Exactly. So we proceed with our plans.
Of course. The operation is underway. We've already collected hundreds of Kilners, possibly thousands.
Evan, we've been waiting. She's still sleeping down below. What happened?
I was close. I was so close. I could hear her dream. I think I almost got into it.
What did you hear? What was going on?
She was with Henry. She was talking about a knife in her stomach.
Come aboard, Evan.
Why? What's wrong?
Just come and see for yourself.
Morning, Evan.
Morning, Thomas. What's wrong?
She's not doing well. She's feverish and...
Is that blood?
Well, there's no wound.
It's possible she dreamed she was actually bleeding in her dream. And it's literally bleeding through to reality.
We have to take her to the hospital.
We can't. She's not actually hurt. There'll be too many questions.
Look at her. She's clearly not well.
But we can't risk it.
Oh, and this isn't risky?
She's fine. We just need Evan here to deliver.
We don't know how long she can even live like this.
Well, doctors won't know that either.
I'm trying. I'm really trying. I don't know what else I can do. I mean, maybe the Ancient Order can help me?
The Ancient Order hasn't helped anybody but themselves in years.
Aren't you guys, like, members?
The Ancient Order's members are all dead, Evan. They live only in dreams and function as an overall governing body for breaching. So we're not members. But Garvan, like most breachers, abides by their rules. I decided a long time ago to operate outside of it all.
Why?
was never much for following orders.
Oh, please, Crowley, you've never ever...
Stop this ridiculous bickering! We need to get Anna help.
I agree, but it'll be our kind of help.
What's that supposed to mean?
Easy, Crowley.
Right now, let's do something. Let's sleep. Let's dream. Evan, you'll come into my dream, and we'll take it from there.
But I don't...
Crowley, I don't know about this.
If you don't show up in my dream, I'm coming into yours and dragging you back with me. I will personally shove you into Anna's dream if necessary.
Will that work?
I have no idea. You ready?
Well, no.
This might be your last chance, Evan. And I don't need your permission, Garvin. You can stay or you can go.
I'll stay.
We'll stay.
Okay, then. I need to call my friends and my parents. Let them know what I'm doing.
Go then. Do it. Then let's get this done.
Hey, what's up?
New plan, Marco.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.